This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome back into the drive as we continue rolling here, day two of training camp. Let's shift over to the Astros, though, as they return home. A good road trip. As they go 4-2 on the road trip, sweeping the Diamondbacks, and now their lead is 6 games in the AL West, as well as now they're tied with the Blue Jays with the best record in the American League. And you know what else? 8 days away, fellas. 8 days away until the trade deadline. That's where we are, July 31st, 8 days away until the trade deadline, and that is the moment in which the Astros have to add to their team via trade. And I'm certain this is at this point Dana Brown is working the phones hard, and his staff are working the phones hard to improve their team. And I just want to kind of pose this question to you and the people. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Jump in on this. 8 days away. We have started to hear some positive news, Clint, as guys like Spencer Arrighetti, guys like Christian Javier, guys like Luis Garcia are now moving up in the system. Spencer Arrighetti and Garcia are, and Javier have all been with Corpus. And they have made starts with Corpus. Javier and Arrighetti going 3 innings apiece, and Garcia going 2 innings. Now to a point where Christian Javier has been promoted up to AAA Sugarland, and he is going to pitch there. You would assume that Arrighetti and Garcia are probably headed that way too. You start to get to a point where these guys are going 3 innings. Now we're getting closer to 4 or 5 innings. And I think that gets you closer to a place where you think they may be ready to pitch for the big club. Does the potential of getting guys like Arrighetti, Christian Javier, and Garcia, and in particular Arrighetti and Javier, are guys that you would say you feel comfortable being third starters? The potential of getting those guys back, does that change your thoughts on the importance of Dana Brown getting pitching at the deadline?
0%.
It doesn't. You don't trust that.
No, 0%. Like, look, if they don't go get somebody, it'll give me a little bit of hope, with these guys coming back. But right now, I don't know how the Astros can be confident in getting guys back on schedule, getting guys back in time to ramp up, getting guys back so that you know you can depend on them as a third or fourth starter in a rotation. And right now we're talking about the third starter because it is the most important. You're right now you're dealing with a Lance McCullers that comes back and is inconsistent and yada yada yada. You get the point. Like, you never know what you're going to get when those guys when these guys you mentioned come back. You have no idea if there's going to be setbacks. We may be talking about these guys throwing on flat ground again here in about 2 months. So you never know what you're going to do. The deadline, again, is next Thursday. And so, no, I think the Astros, if they're serious about making another run and keeping this World Series window open, which, hell, I don't know what happened this year that would put them in a place where they wouldn't be, because you're going to do nothing but get better and better and better and significantly better as the year goes along, as the season goes along. So, yeah, no, I don't think it – I don't think it
should – It's not shifting you at all.
0%.
You're still – and right, and we're talking a top three level starter you're talking about.
I'm talking about a third starter that we can be confident in, and then we can let Eric Geddy and Lance McCullers and Javier and all these guys come back and try to figure this thing out. And from that fourth and fifth, you know, then you let those guys, four, five, and six starters in a rotation, if you choose to, throughout the rest of the season, let them figure out. And if one of them comes back and healthy and strong and is lights out from the jump, cool, let's ride. Yep. But, boy, putting all your eggs in that basket right now.
And the half-injured basket.
And guys coming back and being full go and being playoff ready. That's a bit of a reach for me, man.
Again, that is the conversation. 8 days away from the trade deadline, does the potential of getting guys like Eric Geddy, Javier, and Garcia, who look like they're on track right now moving in. Javier is about to pitch for AAA Sugarland. There's no other place to stop. Yeah. Right? I think Eric Geddy, his deal is not as much UCL. His deal was a finger, and you think he's moving. It's just about ramping up and getting his arm ready and back to pitching starter innings. And then Garcia, does the potential of getting guys like that back change your thoughts on the importance of getting starting pitching at the deadline? And when I say important, like type of guys, I'm talking guys like Mitch Keller from the Pirates, who is a big starting pitching name out there that would fill that role. Seth Lugo from the Royals, who was who finished second in the Cy Young last year and is rolling again this year. He just beat the Cubs, went six innings, two runs yesterday. That's the kind of guy you're talking about there that you would bring in. And if you were to bring in one of those two guys, now you're talking about a top three. But also knowing you got to give up something in your farm system or any of these young guys to get guys like that. Kick Rock says, Brandon Walter changes my mind a little bit. Dude may be legit. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm torn here.
With what? Brandon Walter?
No, I'm not that.
Okay.
Brandon Walter is not stopping me from going to go. That wouldn't stop me. I want to say I am torn because I agree with everything that you're saying. It is hard for me to say, hey, man, I'm going to believe that the Astros staff and just the unknown nature of how somebody's arm is going to respond, that I'm willing to say, all right, I'll wait it out and I'll trust that Eric Geddy or Javier or Garcia will be able to pitch to the level of a third starter in the postseason right now. I generally would say that it's Christian Javier that is makes it torn for me.
Okay.
Because with the pace that he's at right now, he's the one who has now jumped to be the one who appears to be the quickest to get to the big leagues. And he's pitched like a one or a two in the playoffs. And he's already getting three innings right now. And he is one for me. I'm like, whoa. Knowing that the Astros are operating differently and knowing that young players in their system are more valuable now than it was before, right? They're building. They're going to start to try to build their team homegrown. And so just making trades to get guys like Gerrit Cole, to get guys like Zach Greinke, to get guys they've gotten in the past and just getting rid of prospects, I don't know that they're operating that same way right now. And boy, if you were to trade for, say, a Seth Lugo and then Christian Javier comes back and he's healthy and it's ready to go and you've traded away whatever young player, that makes me think. Christian Javier and how quickly he has gotten to this spot, he's the one that kind of makes me pause right now. But it is hard. If there is a deal out there for a Kikuchi-like,
yeah,
that one's hard for me to turn down. But the Christian Javier aspect of things makes me think twice.
Well, I'm Spencer Arrighetti. If I'm going to think twice, it's Spencer Arrighetti. I mean, just simply because the what we've seen from him, he should not have, at least the likelihood of him returning to form of what we last saw should be highly likely, given that we just saw a broken bone in the hand. It's not like we saw an elbow. We didn't see anything cut on. We didn't see anything that was torn and needed some kind of crazy rehab. It was literally just a freak accident that was a bone in the hand that probably is not going to affect his delivery, his velocity, his
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
The arm being able to handle the torque and all that kind of stuff, I would think that everything's still pretty similar with Arigetti. So he would be the one to me if I were going to say, oh, hell, let's roll the dice. It would be because Spencer Arigetti. So, but either way it goes, man, I got to bring a third starter in here. Like you said, one of them old Kikuchi type guys, and hope for the best with the 4 and 5 starter.
It's scary to take the chance to just say, I believe one of those guys are going to be able to fit that mold, whether it be by injury or it takes them a while to get there. Champ Slice on YouTube and Twitch, Counterpoint Show. Last time we saw Javier in the playoffs, it looked like Rangers batting practice. Counterpoint to you, last time I saw Yordan Alvarez, he was hitting .210 with 3 homers. I want to give him a shot, though. The last time you saw him, it was rough, but I don't know. I'd like to give him a shot if he is there and healthy. All right, coming up as we continue, the offensive line, day 2 of the offensive line. We'll let you hear from Titus Howard. He had some strong things to say about the difference of this year and what we saw from them today. We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.